I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Israeli rescue services said a drone strike hit central Israel, wounding more than 60 people, some of them critically. The attack on Sunday was one of the bloodiest in Israel in a year of war. Sheba Medical Center released footage of helicopters arriving with injured people. The Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group claimed responsibility, saying it targeted a military camp. Hezbollah said the strike was retaliation for two Israeli strikes in Beirut on Thursday that killed 22 people. With Israel's advanced air defense systems, it's rare for so many people to be hurt by drones or missiles. The United Nations said on Sunday Israeli tanks had burst through the gates of a base of its peacekeeping force in southern Lebanon, the latest accusation of Israeli violations and attacks that have been denounced by Israel's own allies. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Mr. Secretary General, get the UNIFIL forces out of harm's way. It should be done right now, immediately.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday called on the United Nations to pull its peacekeeping forces, a mission called UNIFIL, back from combat areas in Lebanon. The UN peacekeeping mission is facing new pressure as Israeli forces ramp up air and ground operations against Iranian-backed Hezbollah fighters who have fired rockets and artillery into northern Israel for more than a year. Israel has claimed Hezbollah fighters operate close to UNIFIL bases, using the peacekeeping force as human shields. Hezbollah has denied those accusations. The UN has accused Israel of harassing and threatening their forces in recent days. And on Sunday, the world body claimed Israeli tanks had burst through the gates of a UNIFIL base.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. This is VOA News. Ukraine's human rights envoy is urging international organizations to respond to a claim that several Ukrainian prisoners of war were executed in Russia's Kursk region, where Kyiv had launched an incursion in August. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Deep State, a Ukrainian battlefield analysis site close to Ukraine's defense ministry, said Russian troops shot and killed nine Ukrainian drone operators and contractors on October the 10th after they had surrendered. Dmytro Lubinets said on Telegram that he sent letters to the United Nations and the International Committee of the Red Cross regarding the claim. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday toured hurricane damage in Florida. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
President Biden got a first-hand look at the devastation from Hurricane Milton.
For some individuals, it was cataclysmic. All those folks who not only lost their homes, but more importantly, those folks who lost their lives, lost family members, lost all their personal belongings. Entire neighborhoods were flooded, and millions were without power.
He also praised the teamwork he's seen.
To moments like this, we come together to take care of each other. Not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Americans. Americans who need help, and Americans who help you if you were in the same situation.
The president will also continue to press Congress to approve additional emergency disaster funding. I'm Shelley Adler.
North Korea says its frontline army units are ready to launch strikes on South Korea after accusing its rival of flying drones over the capital, Pyongyang. South Korea has refused to confirm whether it sent drones, but warned it would sternly punish North Korea if the safety of its citizens is threatened. In a statement carried by state media Sunday, North Korea's defense ministry said the military had issued a preliminary order to artillery and other army units near the border with South Korea to, quote, get fully ready to open fire. North Korea on Friday accused South Korea of launching drones to drop propaganda leaflets over Pyongyang three times this month and threatened to respond with force if it happened again. The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un also on Sunday described as quote-unquote suicidal the South Korean defense ministry's reported warning that North Korea would face the end of its regime if it harms South Korean nationals. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.